Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build an old school D&B intro in Ableton Live 12 with that VHS rave color, dusty, a little degraded, tense, and full of movement. Think pirate broadcast energy, warehouse haze, tape wobble, and that feeling that the tune is about to open up. Now, the key thing to understand is this. In drum and bass, the intro is not just a warm-up, it's part of the identity of the track. It sets the mood, it gives DJs something they can mix, and it builds enough tension that when the drop lands, it feels way harder. For a beginner, this is actually a great place to start, because you can make something that sounds powerful without needing super advanced sound design. We'll keep it simple and use Ableton stock tools to create the whole scene. You'll build a filtered breakbeat loop, a restrained bass hint, a hazy pad or stab, some VHS-style texture, and a few automation moves to make the intro feel alive. First, set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a solid sweet spot for classic-feeling drum and bass. Then create four tracks, drums, bass, atmosphere, and FX. That separation helps a lot, because each part has a clear job. The drums carry the groove, the bass hints at power, the atmosphere gives the mood, and the FX glue everything together. On the drums track, load a breakbeat loop. If you've got a classic break sample, great. If not, any clean break will do. Don't worry if it sounds too modern at first, because we're going to age it. Keep it looping for four bars to start. You want something hypnotic, not overcomplicated. If you want to chop it up, you can drop it into simpler in slice mode and trigger the slices with MIDI. That makes it easy to mute a kick here, remove a snare there, or add a tiny fill at the end of a phrase. For now, keep the pattern fairly simple. One of the biggest beginner mistakes is trying to do too much too early. In old school D&B, repetition is part of the vibe. A very simple arrangement idea is this. Bar 1 feels like the full break. Bar 2 repeats with one or two hits removed. Bar 3 adds a tiny fill or reversed snare. And bar 4 leaves a little space before the loop comes back around. That little bit of contrast goes a long way. If the break feels too rigid, add a little groove from the groove pool. A subtle swing can make it feel less sequenced and more like a real sampled loop. Don't overdo it though. You want movement, not chaos. Now let's make the break sound aged and VHS worn. Put EQ 8 first and high pass the very low rumble, somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. That clears out junk you don't need. After that, add saturator with a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then add drum bus with just a touch of drive. Keep the crunch very low, or off if the break is already gritty. After that, use auto filter with a low pass cutoff somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. What we're doing here is not destroying the break. We're making it feel sampled, compressed, and slightly worn in a cool way, like it's been pulled off an old tape or dub plate. If you want a bit more life, automate the filter cutoff very slightly so the break opens a little over time. Even a small move from 8 kHz to 11 kHz over a few bar can make the intro breathe. You can also add a tiny amount of reverb, but keep it subtle. We still want the drums to punch. D&B needs transient impact, so let the atmosphere carry the space instead of drowning the break in reverb. Next, we'll add a bass hint, but not a full drop bass yet. That's important. The intro should suggest power, not reveal everything. On the bass track, load operator if you want a simple, strong subsound. A sine wave is perfect here. Write a note on the root of your tune, held for one bar or two bars. You can keep it super minimal, maybe a long note under bar 1, then silence on bar 2, then a short pickup near bar 3 or bar 4. That kind of restraint creates tension. In old school jungle and rollers, sometimes what you leave out is more powerful than what you put in. If the bass is too clean or too soft, add a little saturator after it, just enough to help it read on smaller speakers. Keep it mono and focused. In the intro, the bass should lurk under the break, not dominate the mix. Now bring in the atmosphere. This can be a simple pad, a chord stab, or even a sampled synth texture. Keep the harmony minimal. One chord is often enough. Seriously, for this style, mood matters more than harmonic complexity. Wave-eatable, analog, or a sampled retro sound all work well. If you use a pad, process it with a low-pass filter so it stays hazy and not too shiny. Add a little chorus ensemble for width, and a larger reverb to create space. Just remember to high-pass the pad around 150 to 250 Hz with EQ8 so it doesn't compete with the bass and kick region. A good old-school intro often feels eerie rather than beautiful. So if your pad sounds too polished, darken it down, shorten the notes, and let texture do some of the work. Now let's add the VHS flavor. This is where the intro starts feeling like a broadcast from somewhere underground. Create a track with noise, ambience, vinyl hiss, crowd sound, or even a quiet radio static texture. Ableton's operator can make noise-like tones too, so don't feel like you need a fancy sample pack. Bring that texture in gently. You do not want it shouting over the drums. Think of it like air in the room. Then add a little auto pan with a slow rate, maybe a bit of chorus ensemble, or a very subtle simple delay to smear the edges. The goal is slight instability, like the sound is drifting on tape. A useful beginner trick here is to resample your intro once it's working. You can freeze and flatten, or record the section to audio, and then chop the best bits. That makes the whole thing feel more sample-based, which suits old-school jungle perfectly. It also helps you hear whether the intro still works when it's been committed to audio. Now it's time to automate the energy across 8 or 16 bars. This is where the intro starts telling a story. In arrangement view, automate the breakbeat filter cutoff, the pad filter cutoff, the reverb amount on the atmosphere, the bass volume or filter, and the noise track level. Think in simple phases. The first four bars can be darker and more filtered. Bars 5 to 8 can open up a little. Bars 9 to 12 can add a small fill or bass pickup. Then bars 13 to 16 can briefly pull something back, so the drop feels bigger. For example, you might open the breaks filter from 8kHz to 11kHz over time. You might let the bass low pass open only near the end. You might increase the pad reverb slightly right before the transition. Nothing huge, just enough to make the listener feel the track evolving. This is the secret sauce for beginner DNB arrangement. You do not need a giant melody to create excitement. The arrangement itself can do the heavy lifting. Let's shape this into a DJ-friendly intro. A 16-bar intro is a classic and very usable format. You could structure it like this. Bars 1 to 4 are just break into atmosphere. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the bass hint. Bars 9 to 12 add the pad or stab. And bars 13 to 16 give you a fill, riser, reverse crash, or noise swell before the drop. That last section matters a lot. In DNB, a tiny bit of space before the drop can make the impact feel much bigger, so don't be afraid to thin the arrangement out for a moment, then let the downbeat hit clean. If your tune is in a key like F minor, for example, you can keep the intro mostly centered around that root and use one extra note or stab like BB or AB for color. That gives you a moody old-school vamp instead of a big, obvious chord progression. A few things to watch out for. First, don't make the intro too busy. If everything is active all the time, nothing feels special. Second, don't let the bass take over too early. Keep it filtered and restrained. Third, don't overprocess the break. If you lose the punch, back off on the saturation or drum bus. And fourth, don't drown the drums in reverb. Keep the space on the atmosphere and preserve the drum attack. Also, remember contrast. If everything is gritty, nothing stands out. Try pairing a cleaner sound with a degraded one, a dry sound with a washed-out one, or a stable element with a slightly unstable one. That contrast is what gives the intro character. Here's a really good beginner target. Make the first 8 bars loop well. If you can repeat them without getting bored or sounding identical, you're in a good place. DJs love that kind of intro, and it makes your arrangement easier to manage later. If you want a little extra energy, you can also try half-bar break edits, small ghost hits, or a call-and-response idea between the drums and the texture. For example, let the break play naturally, then answer it with a reverse hit or a short stab. Tiny details like that can make the intro feel alive without becoming crowded. A nice finishing touch is a fake-out moment before the drop. In the last bar, briefly thin out the arrangement, maybe cut the bass, maybe pull the drums back for a beat, then hit a short puck-up. That little tension spike makes the drop feel much more powerful. So, to recap, set the tempo around 172 BPM, build a 4-bar break loop, process it for dusty VHS rave color, add a minimal bass hint, bring in a simple pad or stab, layer subtle noise or ambience, and automate the filters and reverb so the intro grows over time. Keep it simple, keep it moody, and let the arrangement create the energy. Your goal is not to make a full finished track yet. Your goal is to make the opening of a real DNB tune, atmospheric, rhythmic, and ready to slam into a drop. For practice, try making 3 versions of the same 8-bar intro. Make one version clean and dark, one version more VHS worn, and one version a little more energetic with an extra fill or two. Keep the same tempo, the same break, and the same core idea. Then compare them and ask yourself, which one feels the most like a real old-school intro, which one would a DJ mix easiest, and which one creates the strongest sense that something is about to happen. All right, let's get into the session and start building that tapeworm jungle energy.